Soulmate. Duplicate. In my bed, where we shall wed. Doppelganger. Not a stranger. He shall be a copy from me. A perfect clone. So I'm not alone. Soulmated. Duplicated. To me awake. For our love's sake. In my bed. Where we shall wed.
Hey there, sleepyhead. You're in my bedroom, silly. And yes, you and I are very naked. I hope you don't mind. I'll fetch a robe. This was a rather involved and extremely intense spell for me to cast, involving my soulmate, obviously. So it felt right for me to be naked, to channel my powers. As embarrassing as it may be, we learned at one of our recent coven meetings that nudity increases our rapport with the universe. We get together weekly, every Thursday night, and I'm making terrific progress, if I do say so myself. My friend, Star, wanted to help this young man who had a severe stutter, so she took his baseball cap when he wasn't looking. Because we need something that belongs to the person we're casting a spell on. And she cast the spell at night while she was naked. And let's just say, the results were astounding. Needless to say, the young man does not stutter anymore. In fact, it's like she gave him permanent, empowered voice. You know, like the way we sound when we're casting spells. So, I'm waiting to hear how that's progressing next Thursday. Oh, you're wondering why you're here, naked in my bedroom. Well, you're naked because I don't have any of your clothes. I can make you some, but that will take a while. We could go shopping. Well, I guess that I could get dressed and go shopping for you, since you would still be naked. Sorry. I guess I hadn't thought this all the way through. I should have had clothes ready for you. I just got so excited when I had the idea. I couldn't wait to summon you. First of all, don't worry about your family. You are still with them. I made a copy of you. The original you is still with your family. They never need to know about any of this. Now you and I can be together. As soulmates. You are okay with this sort of arrangement, aren't you? I didn't want to make you unfaithful or break up your family. In this way, we can be together. But your family will still have their own version of you as well. They have the original. You are a magical clone. A doppelganger. I hope you don't mind. I made you out of a body pillow. So, you're probably already used to sleeping in my bed with me, and my hugging and kissing and holding you, talking to you at night and telling you how much you mean to me. Does that sound weird? I know. I told you before that we could just be friends. But that didn't ring very true, did it? I tried to convince myself that being your friend was enough. But you and I, we're soul mates. There's so much longing and tenderness between us. I have been so lonely for so long. And knowing that you were out there, it was wearing down my resolve not to simply enchant you into joining me. But I couldn't do that to your wife and children. So they can keep the original you, and I'll leave him be. But you can be my secret magical lover. You won't even have to go to your job anymore. You can just stay here with me. We can craft and make all sorts of beautiful things. I can teach you how to knit. And we can make magic together. Both my supernatural magic as well as the very natural kind of physical magic we soulmates can share. I see that kind of magic does interest you. Sorry, I don't mean to tease you. When I haven't provided you with a single stitch of clothing. Here, why don't you just wear this bedsheet for the moment? Let me help you. We'll just wrap it around and fashion a classic Roman toga for you. That'll do for now. You look particularly delicious. None of my clothes would fit you, so I'll have to go pick up some for you. In the meantime, I hope you don't mind walking around in a classical Roman style. I certainly don't mind having a mostly naked magical soulmate with me. I mean, as long as you are comfortable. Are you warm enough? Are you hungry or thirsty? Sorry, am I overwhelming you? You look a little shell-shocked. I'm sure that's only natural, after being wished into existence by your lonely witch friend. Can we try out a hug? I've been missing your hugs since the original you gave me a hug the last time he was here. You don't have to be as standoffish and friendly as he was, though. You can give me a more romantic hug if you like. Oh. Oh. You feel so good. We fit perfectly together. Just as I knew we would. You know how to hold me. Touch me. And I love you, my soulmate. I love you. I love you. I love you. Doesn't this feel right for us? I know you might miss your old life, but that's been taken care of. You aren't shirking your duties or your responsibilities or breaking your promises to the people in your former life, because that life is a memory from the other you. You are a new person. A magical duplicate. You are free from those bonds. And now the universe can be ours. We can travel the world, see everything we want, and we can fly together. Isn't this perfect? Would you like me to cast a spell so that you forget about your old life? I don't want you to be in pain, missing your family. I can't help but feel guilty about that. If you want, we can get an Arthur and drive by your old house so that you can see everything is okay with your original self. I don't want you to worry about them. They'll be fine. Although, if they see you, they would probably freak out. You don't want to forget them. Okay. I understand. But will you be all right? Staying with me? Will you be a witch's secret magical lover? Is it okay that I play with your hair a lot? It's addictive. I can't stop touching you and tasting you. You taste and smell so good. Your skin is so perfect on mine. It's totally magical, right? We're magical beings now, both of us. I can't get over you being in my arms right now. Finally, I have you. And everything in the universe can now just be. Can I introduce you to my coven? They'd love to meet you. They're not here right now, of course, but we have a special kind of coven link, like magical party lane cell phones or something. Everybody has their own setup in their houses or apartments, but I use my Blythe dolls. Remember them? Here. Let's do your toga so that you don't show too much to my friends. There. You look perfect. Now take my hand and come into the living room with me, and I'll introduce you to the girls. They can see us from the eyes of the Blythe dolls. It just worked out that I have 12 Blythe dolls in my collection, so each doll is tuned into one of my witch friends. I've been trying to give each doll the same dress style as my witch friend, attuned to that particular doll. Greetings, ladies. Here he is, the man of the hour. As you can see, he materialized just fine. Actually, I would say more than fine. He seems to have all of his working parts and memories and manners. I am in absolute heaven with this man. Thank you all for all of your advice and encouragement in this endeavor. I can honestly say I've never been more pleased. I have to add that if it weren't for all of you and our crafting, that I could never have found true happiness with my soulmate. I love him so much. I'm sorry. This has been incredibly difficult for me. You all know how lonely I've been, knowing that he's out there, living his own life, and me being unable to be with him, to have him and hold him, to do everything I want to do with him. I didn't want to destroy what he had, and I hope that in this way, we shall all be happy now. I won't interfere in the original man's life anymore, because now I have my own man. And I will do everything in my power so that we will be happy together. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. You're all very sweet. Oh, you can't hear them. Sorry. Here, let me see if this will work.
With this magic kiss, you may now hear the coven of the Lucky 13.
Hello. You guys glad you can join us.
He looks like a fine young man.
You got yourself a hottie there. Don't let him out.
Make him drop the toe guy.
Well, I
take
just can't
off,
wait
baby.
For Thursday to come around now.
Damn.
Give him a pinch for me,
damn
darling.
It.
He's so good looking.
Two. Can you make
can
another one for
dolls
me?
Whenever you want, sweetie. Especially the one wearing purple.
Hi there.
Okay, ladies. Thank you all again. But as you can see, he's a little overwhelmed by all of this attention. We witches can wear a man out. I think I'll get him in bed and warm him up, if you don't mind. Then maybe tonight we'll go flying. Bye, girls. TTFN. Ta-ta for now. You need anything, my lovely soulmate? No? Just me and that bed. Well then, pick me up and carry me to our bed. I am empowering you with lusty energies. You will have your way with me. And I'll be sure to have my way with you, too. Would you like to levitate with me? That should make things interesting. Here, let's lose this. You will fly with me. There. Now, let's see if I can carry a tune while you work your magic.
I've waited for my whole life to be in your arms, and now I find I'm happy in them. You are the one whom I waited for, and now the whole wide world has opened up for us. We can share our laughter. We can share our pain and pleasure too. I know this is what's right. Flying in the air with you. This is a new beginning. I feel my past is a weight that I am letting go of. We can face whatever strife comes our way. Together we have a bond that's magical for us. We will share our laughter. We will share our pain and pleasure too. They know this is what's right. Flying in the air with you. Flying in the air with you. Flying in the air with you.
Did you like my little song? I made it up for us while I was missing you. I'll teach it to you while we practice flying around the house, so we can sing it when we go out flying tonight. Does that sound fun? I like it when you nuzzle like that. More, please. I like your magic, too. Well, hello there. Were you watching me sleep? I guess casting a big magic spell can really take it out of me. I'm afraid we slept through supper time. Are you hungry? No? The rain outside finally stopped. That's what probably put me to sleep. Well, that and snuggling with my soulmate. I don't think I've ever enjoyed a happier nap. We could go flying now. It's dark out, and the rain has stopped. Would you like to go flying with me? Come on, get up. Let's get ready. Oh, that's right. We'll need to fashion a better outfit for you. It's not too cold outside, but being stark naked might be distracting for our first time up in the clouds. Here, try these sweatpants. They might do the trick. And here's an oversized t-shirt. Well, you look good enough for this little witch to eat. Sorry if the outfit is a bit tacky. We'll get you some new clothes tomorrow. And shoes, you know, the works. Whatever you need. You don't mind being my little dress-up doll, do you? Careful with your bare feet. It won't be an issue once we're up there. Just remember, if you ever find yourself starting to descend, just hum something. Anything. You can always hold on to me, but if we get separated, just sing out to me. Something like, "My love." And I can use my magic voice to make you stop in midair, if it becomes necessary. Don't worry, I've mastered air travel. Lots of night flights now. I even tried it with a broomstick. Are you ready? Okay. Now hold on to me. And try to hum along.
You will fly with me.